on Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine Week. Foster parents are always needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Allen, assistant professor in the Department of School Psychology, delves into how to train parents for this endeavor.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has reported an increase in children in foster care, and that comes with it a growing need for trained foster parents. Typically, this training does not provide the support and therapeutic skills needed to manage the behaviors of a foster child. But training foster parents in treatment models focused on positive behavior support can help both parent and child cope and have a productive relationship. Positive behavior support uses strategies based on the principles of applied behavior analysis to reduce an individual's problem behaviors and enhance their overall quality of life. It emphasizes prevention before problems develop, making changes to a person's environment, and teaches meaningful skills to the child. Together Facing the Challenge is a treatment foster care training model that has been shown to significantly reduce negative foster youth behaviors and symptoms compared to typical foster care programs. The model focuses primarily on training foster parents in a positive behavior support approach that is also trauma-informed. This model also includes caseworkers coaching parents in their homes to use critical parenting skills so they can meet the unique needs of each child. Caseworkers also help foster parents develop their own self-care plans to reduce burnout and increase their overall effectiveness. Taking in a youth from the foster care system can be a challenging endeavor, but it can also lead to enriching growth experiences for both the youth and foster parent. It is critical that we ensure foster parents have the skills needed to support these vulnerable youth so they reach healthy physical and emotional outcomes as adults.
And that was Richard Allen of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.